Yes, Saseni was say. Okay, that was a really feeble attempt at trying not to say hey guys or hello people or wagwan, but manze, there's only so many greetings in the world. Wow. Anyway, so I feel like this covers part of my struggle, and I feel like a lot of other creative struggles. The need to be authentic and original is so much pressure because you don't want to sound like everybody else. But then, manze, you're limited. Like, language ni ile ile tu moja yenye mtatumia nyi wote. So, yeah. Anyway, aside from my existential struggles, I had been. Hey, where do I start? So, nimekuwa nikikosa time ya ku podcast because, well, I am rarely ever alone. So I decided, you know what, why not share about that? So, as in this, how do I say it? There's a lot of things to talk about generally in the world right now. There is a lot of, Black Lives Matter, police brutality, sexual harassment. Like, there's so many things to talk about that are making everybody angry, and it's a bit weird in a way, 'cause like you don't want to sound like you're ignoring all of those plights, 'cause you're not. You know, like, these are things that are happening, these are things that are affecting people. But then also, there are the things that are also affecting you as an individual. So it's a bit of a gamble. I feel like this is ending up affecting me right now because I chose such a good time to start a podcast. I mean, ningeanzisha kama, I don't know, 3 months ago, I would only be worried about talking about corona. Right now, I need to address so many things. So, like, there's so much pressure to address so many huge issues. And I'm just like, okay, I want to address them. However, I don't know if I have, like, all the information or if I actually know what I'm saying. And I don't know. I like to talk about things that I am. Sio ku spread propaganda, naweza sema hivyo, like, to be informative as well. So anyway, so while I was busy brainstorming about what I'm actually going to start my podcast with, and then I just thought, you know what, why not start small? Okay, I'm not sure if it's going to be small, but why not start small, like, as in where I am as a person, as Kate right now. So I guess we'll tackle the big things tukiendeleanga, tukizoeana. I don't know. Yeah. But yeah, so essentially, I feel like what I'm going to talk about today is about being a first-time mom. So, najua na sound kama niko 21. Lols. But I am not 21. And yeah, so I'm not like 30 either. I'm not saying 30 is a big age, but I'm not 30. Yeah. Let's get that straight. Anyway, so I am some age between 21 and 30. We're not going to discuss that, end of discussion. But I am a first-time mom, and my baby is almost turning a year old. So it's been, I don't know, like, roughly a year of being a first-time mom. And I just so happen to be unemployed. So as much as it's first-time momming, it's full-time momming as well, which I don't know. I feel like somehow society has made us believe that being a full-time mom is very lazy. I, for one, I can assure you, I used to think that people who choose to stay at home and be housewives lack ambition and don't want more for themselves and all of that shit. And then life. Wow, let me tell you something about life. Life humbles you, my friend. Life humbles you. Unasema corona, life humbles you. Anyway, so a little backstory. I got pregnant like when I was, I don't know how to say, like my last semesters of finishing school. So I managed to harakisha everything, and you know, so I managed to graduate. Actually, my EDD is my estimated delivery date, was the same date as my graduation date. That was so ironic. Anyway, so yeah, so when I was graduating, I was heavily pregnant. Like, guys, I don't think you understand heavily pregnant. Like, my water would have broken nikisimama kuchukua degree. But you know what? God is faithful. Hallelujah. Yeah, I did not embarrass myself like that. Yeah. So I graduated on Saturday, and I ate so much. I was so happy. Somehow, I believe that I made a deal with my baby. Aniachie tu hiyo weekend. Manze tu ni celebrate kwanza. Alafu anaweza kuja baadaye. So that's what happened actually. So graduated on Saturday. Ate so much. Sunday I rested. Monday I started working out, because now I was like, okay, it's a new week, time to come out. Yeah, and then on Tuesday I gave birth to a really, really beautiful baby girl. So yeah, that is, I feel like that's enough backstory. So yeah, so basically, since I'd already just finished graduation, I finished graduation, then I gave birth. So the first 3 months was basically just, how do I say it, like recovery time. And there was also no pressure, because, you know, I'm just from giving birth. And also I'm just from graduating. So ati, mimi si a fortunate people wenye na graduating kama kuna job ina ningoja hivi. So I guess there was no pressure for ati, you know, jumping into a job search. So the first, 3 months, like the general maternity leave. Yeah, it was me resting and being a mom and all that stuff. And then after 3 months came month 4 and 5 and 6 and 7. And I mean, it's like, okay, jobs, where you at? Excuse me. Yeah, so it was a struggle. Okay, so back to what I was saying about how people think full-time momming is not a job, is not like enough. How do I say it? In a kanika, it's taking the easy way out. And I really genuinely used to believe that. But my experience as a first-time mom, especially considering I have not had a house help. So, you know, how you see those people, you see these mommies on IG, they just give birth, and then kwanza after two months, their body is snatched. Hey, there is no belly. They're working out. They're having such a great time. They're already having mommy's nights out. You know, they're out here drinking wine. They're partying with their friends. And I'm just like, wow, where are you guys finding the time to do all of these things? Like how is this happening? Why am I? So, aside from the whole, you know, social media, what's it called, pressures of life that are kawaida, these pressures are really close to home when it comes to being a millennial mom, I guess. Because there is what we saw our mothers doing, and then there is what you expected to be doing by the time you're a mom. And then there is what is happening qua ground. Those are very different situations. So, like, it has been a journey. It did not start out so easy, for sure. I can remember, like, the first month after I gave birth was basically, like, the hardest month of my life. I won't lie to you. First of all, I pushed. Excuse. Strong woman here talking. My friend, it is not for the weak at heart. Anyway, story for another day. But oh my god, imagine being a woman is such a fucking scam. Listen, if you're pregnant and you're listening to this, or if you have a plan on being pregnant, please take the fucking epidural. Imagine hakuna haja ya kuhave the full body experience. There's nothing good about giving birth. It's nothing. It's no enjoyable. There's no ati clout. Ati, oh, I pushed. Checky, so many people have pushed and they'll had bad experiences. So just, you know, if you can skip the whole thing, do it. Take it from me. But, wow, let me digress. So, I had this thing called, wasn't it tangwaje? not really like postpartum depression, but they usually call them baby blues. Essentially, the whole idea is that, you know, when you're pregnant, your hormones are just skyrocketing everywhere. Then after you give birth, everything just comes down. Basically, your hormone levels drop so rapidly after giving birth. And then now there's a whole new complication happening because now you're also breastfeeding, which, oh my God, story for now. Yeah, there's just so much. I don't know where to start. But yeah, so essentially, it was a really hard time. I was really emotional. And I'm not saying the emotions for the ones for movies where you see someone has given birth, alafu sasa ameona mtoto, then amelia because, oh my God, she's so cute, or whatever. It was not like that. It was, I can assure you, like, for me, the first feeling I got after giving birth was, fuck, this shit imeisha. It was relief. Aki ya Mungu. It's not that I don't love my baby, but again, these are the things I feel like really need to be addressed, because for the first few days, the first few weeks, I was so fucking terrified. I was so afraid of sleeping alone in the hospital room. I was so afraid of being left alone with the baby. I was just questioning everything, because I'm just like, what the fuck? Like, how the fuck did I think I was going to manage being a mother? Whatever am I supposed to do with this thing? Like, this thing, it's guy ninina happens. It was a total freak out moment. Most of your time as a first time mom is, what the fuck am I doing? Am I doing this the right way? Is she okay? Is this, like, you know, it's constantly you overthinking and overchecking yourself whether you're doing the right thing. And there's what your mom is telling you, there's what your other, you know, millennial moms are telling you, there's what blogs are telling you, there's what these YouTubers are telling you. There's so much information, and it's necessary to take in information, because also you don't live in an island. So you need to know, you know, when business you appear a reporter, appear nini. But then there's also a point it reaches where there's just so much information, and you're just like, okay, so it's me and my baby. What is working for us right now? I feel like that has constantly been the major struggle so far. As a first time mom, because there is no other experience. So I don't know, I felt like that's something that I wanted to share. Like, you see us posting, you see us posting our pictures with our cute babies and all that, but like, behind the scenes, there is really a lot of shit that's going on. I won't speak for dads, because I don't know what dads are going through. They should, I don't know, come up with a podcast and talk about that shit. But I'm going to talk about my experience, like, as a mom so far. And it's just been less than a year. So, I don't know. I feel like our moms have a lot to say about raising children. But as for me so far, what I can say is, to all the people who have friends who are young moms, first of all, there's that kind of judgment that you usually get for, oh, so you choose to have a baby this young, you know, when your life isn't figured out. There's that kind of judgment. And I don't know, personally, I usually feel like I drifted past it, because usually I'm not one that cares much, but it's usually there. You can usually sense it in a way sometimes. When you meet people and you say you have a kid, and then like, what do you do? And there's nothing that you do apart from being a mom. And it's like, oh, so you're those girls, you know, the ones that chose to have babies instead of, you know, being career women. So I feel like there's that thing. But what I have learned so far is, genuinely, being a full-time mom is a lot of fucking work. My God. Wow, it is like having a pet that is becoming intelligent by the day. Actually, that's the thing. Because at first, it's just feeding it and changing the poop and the pee. And then eventually, they're learning how to sit. They're learning how to stand. They're learning how to clap. They're learning how to wave goodbye. They're starting to talk. It is so surreal. Like, it's just them becoming more intelligent, them learning things, also has made me keep myself in check a lot, because there's a lot of things that she picks up so fast. Like, so essentially, which means I'm gonna have to dial down on my cursing, because I curse a lot. Sikupenda kwangu, nilizoyanga tu kukua peke yangu for a long time. Now I have a baby who's learning words. And soon and very soon, she's gonna be saying fuck, and I will not be able to explain where she got that word from. So, again, that is the point. There is just so much learning, and at the same time, so much unlearning of things that you already used to do, things that you used to say. So, yeah. You as a friend of a mom, you as a sibling of a young mom, be gentle with the moms that are around. Also, if they're not down for having fun all the time, they are different people now. Priorities may change, because I feel like I've had this conversation with my other fellow moms around, and I'm not saying that moms aren't allowed to have fun, because I know there are moms that, you know, still go out and all that. But the fact that I would choose to not want to go out and want to stay home and take care of the baby, I feel like that ends up being frowned upon. It's like, oh, you're not fun anymore. You don't want to hang out with us. Being a mom doesn't mean your life stops. And yeah, it's true. My life hasn't stopped. But I feel like as a friend, you should also respect that I have chosen, you know, to stay with the child, as opposed to going out. I feel like me choosing to do that shouldn't offend you. Yet somehow it does for some people. Like, I've had this conversation severally, and it's heavy, because it's one of those things where it's like, okay, so this is going to be me for a while. Like, this baby isn't going away. Eventually, I'm not going to be able to come, because I have to take them to school, because I have to take them this and this and this. So tukianza kukosania hapa, where I'm not available today, I don't know what's going to happen for the rest, for the next 20 years. So I feel like also I know it's a challenge also, because I don't know what the other side feels like. Because actually, I've not had a friend who was a mom before me. For most of my friends, I am the first mom. So I guess it's also really new territory for me and my friends as well. But yeah, there's that vibe where it's like, oh, you're not chilling with us anymore. And it's like, there's a lot of shit going on in the background. And it's not like I don't want to chill with you guys, because I don't like you guys. I would want nothing more than that. But like, it's a whole different situation right now. But then sometimes it's not that we don't want to go out, it's that maybe I just want to sleep. Not shaky, like it's it's not that deep. It's not personal. I just want to have like 6 hours of straight sleep. That's all I want. And it's those two small things that make you realize how differently your life has changed. So yeah, wow, nimeongea. Wow. Okay, I'm gonna have to figure out how I'm going to edit this whole thing. But long and short of it is, be gentle to the mummies. That's it. Anyway, yeah. So, yes, I feel like I will just wrap it up there for now. Because, wow, I have talked for days. But, yeah. So, yeah. Do tell me in the comments about what you think about all this, I guess, and how, for example, as a young mom, how you managed to cope with, what are your mommy hacks? Because let me tell you, we're always learning new things from other moms. So yeah, what are your mommy hacks? And also, as a friend of a mom, how have you been able to be there for her without, what have you noticed has been the best way that you have related with the changes in your mom's, in your friend's life, who's also a mom? I don't know if that's making sense, but yeah, basically, Nisho. And yeah, that's it, the end. Thank you for watching, but thank you for listening. Yep.